you sometimes feel that your prayers go no farther than the ceiling? Do you wonder whether God is even listening? The truth is, God hears and treasures every word of your prayers, and He answers them all in His perfect wisdom and in His perfect love for you. The Apostle James wanted us to know that our prayers are just as effective as any of the great heroes of faithfulness in the Bible. He wrote in James 5, verses 17 and 18, "Elijah was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops." Well, honestly, it's a little hard to believe that Elijah was really just a human being like us. He was the most renowned prophet in the Bible, and God used him in some of the greatest and most well-known miracles in the entire Bible. Elijah called down fire from heaven. He multiplied flour and oil. He even raised the dead. How could our prayers possibly match up to those of a powerful man of God like Elijah? Elijah even had a conversation with God on Mount Moriah. The truth is, Elijah really was a man just like us. Remember, in between some of those astounding miracles, Elijah could also be frustrated, lonely, depressed, angry, plagued with self-doubt, and even wishing he were dead. Let's read 1 Kings 19, verses 3 and 4. "Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. He came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. 'I've had enough, Lord,' he said. 'Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors.'" Sounds pretty close to home, doesn't it? This episode in Elijah's life ended on Mount Horeb, where God sent a wind and an earthquake and a fire. But God didn't meet Elijah in any of those. God met him instead in a still, small voice. We often think that God is not with us unless we are doing some so-called great things for God. We worry that God won't hear our prayers unless they are strong enough or loud enough and convincing enough. But here's what we need to remember. We are not alone. When we pray, it isn't just us praying. It's Jesus praying in us, with us, and for us. Let's read this passage in John 14, 20. Let's read it together. Jesus said, "On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you." We are never alone. Jesus is in us, and we are in Him, and He is in the Father. In fact, Paul said in Colossians 3, verse 4, that Jesus is our life. He represents us before the Father. He substitutes for us before the Father. He is our all in all, our beginning and our end. Jesus takes our weak and puny and often misguided prayers and redeems them, offering up to God in our place and on our behalf His perfect prayers. "He never leaves nor forsakes us," He said. Yes, Elijah was a man just like us, and God heard his prayers, not because of some supposed righteousness of Elijah's, but because God is in the business of redemption and salvation. He hears your prayers because Christ is in you and you are in Christ, and that does not depend on you. It is something He did because He loves you. It isn't about so-called great and powerful things. It's about love. And God loves you with a love that will never end. You can count on it. I'm Joseph DeCott, speaking of life.